Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. The Yardbirds. Over, under, sideways, down, for your love. I'm a man. Heart full of soul. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck. Legendary. And then in 1966, Jimmy Page joined the Yardbirds as the replacement for bassist Paul Samwell Smith. And in that lies the tale. He switched to lead guitar shortly thereafter, and he and his friend Jeff Beck traded off until Beck left the band later that year. Now, the Yardbirds had been touring almost nonstop for several years and were in the process of kind of winding down. Page wanted to form a new supergroup with Jeff Beck, The Who's John Entwistle, and Keith Moon. Now, the group never really came together, although Beck, Page, and Moon did record Beck's Bolero for Truth, Jeff Beck's album, shortly thereafter. Now, also featured on that session was a keyboardist, bassist named John Paul Jones. The Yardbirds still had a number of live Scandinavian commitments they needed to fulfill in the coming year or so, so Keith Relf authorized Page and Drasia to finish the commitments as the new Yardbirds. Now, the new lineup would consist of Page, Drasia on bass, Robert Plant doing vocals. Page had initially wanted Terry Reid, but Reid turned them down, and John Bonham on drums, recommended by Plant. Drasia dropped out of the group shortly thereafter to become a photographer. He would actually take the photo that appears on the back of the debut album for this new group. Now, John Paul Jones made contact, and Page, already being familiar with his work, brought him in. They finished the rest of the Yardbird Scandinavian obligations as the new Yardbirds, and after recording together initially with P.J. Proby on an album called 3 Week Hero, P.J. thought they were going to be his band. They went into the studio and started their first album based on their live sets. It was recorded and mixed in just 9 days. And once completed, the boys found out they could no longer use the name The New Yardbirds. Chris Drasia had issued a cease and desist order stating Page only had the right to use the name while finishing the Scandinavian dates. So now we have a band with no name and a finished album with no title. But methinks we should listen to some of this no-name band's initial efforts and then talk about who they would be and where they'd be going. So here is some spectacular taste from that aforementioned debut album on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you home. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'm leave you in the summertime, leave you when the summer comes around. Calling me the way it used to do.
Thank you.
made me happy every single day. But now that's when it's calling me back
I give you all I've got.
the former New Yardbirds, of course, Led Zeppelin, and their first album, a masterpiece here on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. Now, we heard Good Times, Bad Times, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, Dazed and Confused, Communication Breakdown, and How Many More Times. Now, the name Led Zeppelin has several claims to origin, but the story that I like best is John Entwistle and Keith Moon's reported observation that a band with the ingredients that would include them, as well as Beck and Page, would go over like a lead balloon. Apparently, their manager, Peter Grant, suggested dropping the A from lead so as not to confuse those quote-unquote thick Americans into pronouncing it lead. Balloon was replaced with Zeppelin, maybe out of humor, or maybe in a self-descriptive combination of heavy yet lighter than air. Robert Plant would state sometime later that to typecast Zeppelin as heavy metal when about a third of their music was acoustic seemed unfair. And in that first year, they were on the road constantly, with four U.S. and four United Kingdom tours. They would go on to release the second album within their first year, and it grew to monstrous proportions in very short order. But that first album is so raw, so bluesy, so diverse. Their mixture was just so amazing. And yet, the album was initially panned, but still ended up commercially successful. I think it's probably grown on some of those critics by now, don't you think? Rolling Stone has it ranked number 29 on the list of 500 greatest albums, but I've got my problems with the rankings on many on that list, some being too high and some being too low. This album would fall into that needs to be in the higher category. But hey, that's just me. Led Zeppelin 1, 9 days. Remember, Long Road Out of Eden took 8 years. I'm just saying. That's tunes for now. Please tell your friends. They can find us on Facebook and here on the web. Tweet, tweet, baby. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.